Excuse me, sir. I'm so sorry. You had to turn on your microphone.
Yes, sir. You can hear me, but I'm the vice chairman of the board. Welcome to the February 27th meeting of the Chatham County Board of Zoning Appeals. Let me go over some initial rules here. This is a quasi-judicial proceeding. All those wishing to give testimony during these proceedings will please sign in. Witnesses will be sworn prior to giving testimony. All proceedings of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals are recorded. Decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals are final. Challenges to the decisions of the Chatham County Zoning Board of Appeals must be filed through the Superior Court of Chatham County. All persons in attendance are requested to so note on the sign-in sheet in the meeting room on the podium. Persons wishing to speak will indicate on the sheet. Let me call the roll. Mr. Corsi is not here yet. Ms. Ross has been appointed to the MPC. She is not here. Ms. Stone. Mr. Vineyard is here. Mr. Pelote.
Present.
Ms. Field.
Present.
Mr. Drayton is not here. Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, please stand and join me in the Pledge of Allegiance.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Okay, the minutes of the previous meeting, I was not there. Do I have them? Are there any additions or corrections to the minutes of the previous meeting? If not, do we have a motion that the minutes be approved?
I move them.
Is there a second? Stone? Okay. All those in favor, please raise your right hand.
Aye.
The minutes are approved. It looks like the next item of business is the nomination and election of officers. Do we wish to proceed or do we wish to wait until we have the other two people here?
I think we wait. I think we table it.
Okay. Do we have a motion to that effect?
Motion to table.
Second?
Second.
Okay. All those in favor, please say aye.
Aye.
Aye. It is tabled. Okay. We are now to the regular agenda. Can you tell us about this one?
Good morning, Mr. Vice Chair, board members. My name is Brad Clement. I was speaking on behalf of Development Services today. I'd ask that the staff report and pertinent exhibits be entered into the record at this time.
So, go ahead.
Are you seeing what I'm seeing?
Yes.
The subject property is located at 20 Baker Drive. It's 0.38 acres in the R1A EO zoning district. The request of the petitioner is to allow an accessory structure to be built in front of the property, which runs counter to the county ordinance as it stands. Because of the situation of the lot, the location of the house, and the existence of a 15-foot easement in the rear of the property, positioning of an accessory structure otherwise on the lot would not be feasible in strict conformity with the ordinance as written, thus the applicant's request for a variance. Staff finding, because the property is surrounded by a privacy fence and the purpose of the ordinance is to screen the accessory structure from the right-of-way or other dwelling units and adjacency, we find that the intent of the ordinance has been met with the granting of this variance. Pending your questions.
Are there any questions? What type of accessory building is it?
It is a pre-built storage structure like you would find at a large box store. to be located on pallets.
Okay. Is there anyone here to speak for? Please come on up and identify yourself and be sworn. Ma'am, if you'll just identify yourself.
I'm one of the residents, Tracy Britton Silliman.
Okay, ma'am, would you raise your right hand, please? Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Okay. Ma'am, if you'll just tell us a little bit about what you're doing.
Well, just what everything that he said. I just thought you had questions when you asked.
Okay. Does anyone have any questions of the applicant?
This is your house, right?
Yes, ma'am.
How high is the shed, just out of curiosity?
Shouldn't be higher than the ceiling is between 7 and 9.5 feet, and then there's just a small roof.
Okay.
And it's a wooden structure, and we will make sure that the colors are muted so they blend in with the trees and everything.
Okay.
Are there any other questions?
That you're aware of, any complaints from your neighbors, any concerns from your neighbors?
No, sir. We've had the sign posted and everybody got letters and nobody said anything to us.
Perfect. Sir, have we had any letters from any of the neighbors?
Not to my knowledge.
Okay, fine. Pardon? Okay, ma'am. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else to speak for or against this variance? Hearing none, then the evidence is closed. Do any of the board members have any comments or remarks before we vote? Okay. Do I hear a motion?
I will motion to approve the variance for ZBA 01240430430. At 20 Baker Drive.
Ms. Field moves. Is there a second?
Second.
Second by Ms. Stone. Is there any discussion? Hearing none, all those in favor, please say aye. Aye. All those opposed? It's unanimous. Thank you, ma'am. It's approved.
Brad Clement again on behalf of Development Services. This is a lot width and area variance for 2005 Washington Street, MPC case number ZBA-0124-000429. The applicant is requesting a variance from conforming lot size and rear area setback. The current zoning is R1 EO in the county. The request would create two lots of a single lot that would be 50 feet in width frontage of Washington Street in an area of approximately 5,000 square feet apiece. And the petitioner is requesting a 3-foot rear setback encroachment. The justification as written in the petitioner's request is it's the history of the subdivision has allowed for lots to be 50 feet in width. The 3-foot setback variance will not have a detrimental effect to the adjacent property to the rear because the subject property is commercial in nature and that the large house size will increase the tax base in the area. Staff findings do find, in fact, that the requested lot size is in conformity with what exists in the developed area along both Washington Street and the larger area. However, none of those lots are currently conforming with the county ordinance. In fact, there is no residential single family in the county ordinance zoning that would allow for lots of these sizes. This is more in line with the city area of an RS5. Having found that, along Washington Street, those lots that are not conforming in size are conforming in setbacks per the existing R1 EO zoning district. Again, the setback variance being requested is more in line with that of the city and not that of the county. Staff also finds that while it is typical of the larger neighborhood and lots along Washington Street, it is not in the same kind as the adjacent lots on the block located to the side of the lot in question. Staff therefore recommends approval of the petitioner's request to create two lots of non-conforming size, but also recommends denial of the rear area encroachment setback, finding that the setback has nothing to do with the character of the development to the rear of the property, and that other lots that are not conforming in size have found a way to conform with the setback per the zone. I'm sorry. I beg the board's pardon. Generally, they don't let me work computers.
Mr. Corsi, do you want to take over? Okay.
Here is the subject parcel.
Wrong number two.
And I believe your exhibit illustrates the proposed building setbacks with 3-foot encroachment.
Are there any questions of staff?
Yes. Do you have something that shows the setback, like the existing setback? Because I'm looking at the, and maybe I'm just missing it.
This illustrates what's being requested. You'll see, as noted, the 22-foot rear area setback would be required with this 25. That's the 3-foot variance for an encroachment under the rear.
Are there any other questions of staff?
Am I crazy? Look.
Yeah.
Do you see a setback line back here in the rear? Because I see the sides, but that's what I'm trying to figure out, was where the actual setback is in the back. What?
Ma'am, if you look from the rear lot line where it says 50, denoting the width of the lot, and you see the line above it, proposed 22 BSL building setback line. And this is the building envelope, what they're asking for. It doesn't necessarily represent the footprint of a building to be built. These it's a vacant lot, and if subdivided, will be two vacant lots. But given these setbacks, that's where the building would be situated on the property.
And the 30 foot is on the left. See, there's 30 on the left. Here. So there's is that the setback here? This is the rear of the lot. Mm-hmm. Where's Washington Avenue? Oh, there's Washington Street's there. Now. Yeah. So it's over here.
There's the chain link fence.
Right.
There's the lot line.
I'm still not.
I mean, not. Well, maybe it's just me, but.
I think we're having some problems trying to find the point. Could you
point it out to
to us on the screen, please.
Okay. You see Washington Street indicated at the top of the plat.
At the front of the line.
The first dashed line represents the outer lot line.
Right.
As we move back, you see the first number there, 30-foot BSL.
Yeah, we see those. I'm looking at the rear line of the property.
Yes, ma'am. So you see the lowest dashed line that represents the lot line. Above that, you see proposed 22-foot BSL. So that is a 3-foot incursion beyond what would be allowed. It should be 25 foot. That would make the box smaller in dimension.
Okay.
And again, this box does not indicate the proposed footprint of the building, merely the envelope in which the building would go.
Okay. I think now we're with you.
My apologies.
No problem. Okay. Are there any other questions of staff? Okay, hearing none, is there anyone here to speak for or against? Is the applicant here? Yes, sir. Would you please identify yourself and be sworn, please?
My name is Michael Fell. I'm with Colvin Company.
Okay. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, self God?
Yes, sir, I do.
Okay. Thank you.
If y'all have any questions, I'll be more than happy to answer. But the exhibit that's on the screen right now does show the existing 25-foot building setback in the rear also. But it also shows what we're asking for as a proposed. If you look just a little above the hatch line, you'll see that that's the 25 building, the 25-foot BSL that's in existing right now with that subdivision.
Okay. Are there any questions from the board?
What was your reasoning for wanting the extension an additional 3 feet?
Well, we wanted to have a little bit bigger of a depth in the structure that we're proposing to do. We wanted to go 48 feet. And, you know, with the, I guess, not having residential housing right behind you, we thought that would not be, you know, detrimental to that area. Mr. Hall, actually, the owner is here if y'all would like to have ask him any questions. But that was the reasoning behind it, that we just wanted to add a little more depth to the house, the proposed structures.
So the purpose of this is that what are you going to build, two houses on here?
Yes, sir. These lots in Homestead subdivision are 25 foot wide. I have the plat, the 1910 plat, that showed all these houses, these lots being 25 feet wide. And I know the adjacent lot is not of 100 feet, but historically throughout Homestead subdivision, they have allowed 50-foot lots. And we just want to combine two of the 25 existing into one lot, and then three and four, the other two lots, into a 50-foot lot to build two single-family structures.
Are there any other questions?
This is Mr. Corsi, and let the record show that I showed up a few minutes late. I'm here.
The lot to the left, I guess, to the west, the 100-foot, is there anything on that line?
Going towards Central Avenue?
As I'm looking at the plat to the left.
Going towards Central Avenue, no, there's vacant land. But going towards Wisteria, Mrs. Bergsteiner lives there.
What about to the right?
Miss Bergsteiner lives there.
Okay.
And she's here.
Oh, she's here?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay.
Yes, sir.
Great. Okay, that's all I got.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Is there anyone else to speak for or against the proposal? Ma'am? Would you identify yourself, please?
Good morning. Yes, my name is Camille Flynn.
Ma'am, would you raise your right hand, please?
Mm-hmm.
Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
I do.
Thank you, ma'am.
Okay. I live in that area right next to Ms. Bergsteiner. I'm right on Central. However, there is a great deal of traffic in that area, so that's a big concern for us because there's a school that's right down the street, and a lot of traffic comes in that street on Leghorn turning onto Washington, and it's a high crash area right there on that corner. So we had a lot of concerns about that in that area.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Anything else?
And I think what needs to happen also to slow down the traffic because of children playing in that area, we need those like speed breakers on that street as well. So that's definitely another concern.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you, ma'am.
All right.
Are there any questions, the witness? Okay. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you.
Anyone else to speak for or against the proposal?
Can the developer address those questions? Hang on, ma'am, just a bit, if you will. Come on up.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God?
Yes.
Would you please identify yourself for the record?
Dennis Hall. I own Hall Construction.
Okay.
Can you address your neighbor's questions about traffic? Have you done any traffic studies or anything such?
We've done no traffic studies. The only thing I could probably comment on is, in fact, we're not on the corner. There's a vacant lot on the corner, which is 100 by 100. It'd be four 25-foot lots, and we are inside of that. So it is not, in fact, on the corner. I built probably 12 houses in there. And historically, they're all 25-foot lots, and most everything in there, the ones that are larger that have been subdivided, and I have subdivided some in the past, historically are all 50-foot, 95% of them are 50-foot lots that are built on with a 5-foot setback. What we are asking for is obviously the 50-foot setback, but then we're asking for 2-foot in the rear, which in this case, it's a little unique because it backs up to a commercial building that the 2-foot that we're asking for would be minimal in the sense that we're asking, you know, it's a 25-foot setback normally. We're asking for 3 feet, I'm sorry, not two, three.
All right. Both of these lots are for single-family residences, right?
Correct. They're single, not single-family.
Okay. And the commercial property, I'm looking at an aerial here. Who or what is that?
It's a medical billing building, I believe.
Okay.
And it's accessed through the front. So they just have that, which would be their rear setback, would be what our rear would be looking at.
Is there an alley back there?
There's not.
Okay.
Have we heard from those folks about this?
Not to my knowledge.
No.
Okay. Are there any other questions from board? Okay.
And ma'am, just so you will know, this board has no authority as far as traffic is concerned. Those issues we can't address here with this board. That would be something to take up with the county commission, I believe.
Okay. Thank you, sir.
Thank you.
Ma'am? Would you identify yourself for the record, please?
My name is Laura Bergsteiner.
And ma'am, do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth?
Okay, yes, I am.
Okay, thank you.
I live on 2009 Washington Street, right adjacent to the 2005, the one you're trying to build. My structure's right next to it. But all the structures all the way down the line are 100 by 100 at least. And these will be the only two houses that will be 50 by 100, I think, a piece. So I know they'd be pretty close together. And that's the main issue, was the traffic coming through there and so many wrecks. And since you do not address that issue, it has to come to another meeting. So we'll look into that again. I had a study made once, but then I never got the results. So I asked my agent, which is my kind of permission, to look into it, the report for me, but was never done. So evidently I have to do another study. But maybe you could talk a little bit with the developers about that. But all the lots are 100 by 100. That would be only 50, which is coded based on the city. 50 by 100. But this, all the houses are built, it's 100 by 100. My house is 100 by 140 or 50. And the next lot is 100 by 100. And the next lot is 100. If you look at the schedule, everything is 100. This would be the only thing that's 50 by 100. Everything else is 100 by 100 all the way down to the next block.
Are there any questions? Thank you very much, ma'am. Is there anyone else to speak for or against the proposal? And hearing none, the evidence is closed. Any board members have any comments or questions?
So this morning I did look at the commercial building and I don't see why the setback would be relative to that. I don't know why it would make a difference. I do not think that that building would be torn down and changed to residential anytime soon since it is a commercial building. I think it's Savannah Medical Supply. Just not sure about the split the lot part.
Any other comments from the board? Okay. Hearing none, it's time to vote. Do we have a motion?
Please turn off your turn on your microphone.
Oh, sorry.
Thank you. Should we take these two issues in separate votes?
I don't know why.
Just a rhetorical question.
I think that may work best because I'll do a motion for the setback, but I don't know about the lot split.
Okay. Well, why don't we start with that first?
I make a motion to approve ZBA 01240000429 at 2005 Washington Avenue to approve the 3-foot setback variance.
Is there a second?
Sir.
Mr. Pelote, is there any discussion? Okay, I think we're ready to vote. Why don't we do this by hand or by, I'll call the roll. Mr. Corsi?
Aye on that motion.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
Mr. Vineyard votes aye. Ms. Field?
Aye.
Mr. Pelote?
Aye.
Okay, that one is granted. Are there any other motions to come before the board? We have to have one way or the other.
The only thing, those lots might be close if you look across the street. As far as the way they're split, I'd be curious to know if they're similar in size or not. And if you look down the street to these last three, they've combined the lots, it looks like, for this one house. It looks like they've got
three. I'm sorry, can you speak up? We are having difficulty hearing you. This is Pam Everett. We can't hear you online.
So looking at the map, it looks like across the street, there's two lots that are divided with two small homes on them, but it doesn't give me any designation of that lot size, but it looks like they may have been a split. But if you go down the street, as the lady was speaking that lives next door, at the very end, there's three lots, but it looks like they combined two of them and put one house on it. So it gives it that 100-foot front lot. So we were just trying to discuss about dividing these lots and does it kind of continue the consistency of the neighborhood or not? That was the discussion.
What is the minimum lot size area allowed in this?
It's 100 feet per the county zoning ordinance. Like I had mentioned, these more closely mirror a city zoning ordinance. I would point to the board that what you're looking at on the map are parcel lines, not lot lines. So what the developer was talking about with regard to 25 feet legal lots is different than parcels as they exist. And you are correct in noting that the single house sits across three parcels. I have no knowledge of how many existing legal lots those parcels encompass. As it relates to your question of similar similar lot sizes, yes to the lots or, excuse me, parcels across the street. Between Wisteria and Central, that's where we have these outliers, the larger lots, as the witness spoke of. The prevailing development pattern is of lots of this size, with the exception being those adjacent parcels between Wisteria and Central.
Members of the board, what is your pleasure?
If you look at Sages and you come down Washington, if you look at Sages and you come down Washington Street and you pass Wisteria Street, it looks like all of the lots beyond that on that side of the street are 50 foot in the front. Am I correct?
Yes, ma'am. Along Washington Street and the other collector streets that connect to Washington. That when I spoke of the prevailing development pattern and the consistency along Washington on the other side of Wisteria and the feeder streets on either side.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. Ladies and gentlemen, do we have a motion?
Mr. Vineyard, I make a motion for approval.
Okay. There's been a motion made by Mr. Pelote that we approve the variance.
I'll second.
Second by Ms. Field. Is there any discussion on the motion? Hearing none, are we ready to vote? I'll also. Hold on. Okay, wait a minute.
Well, I just wanted to say that just for the board, by making this decision, this will be the first step potentially of changing the character of this neighborhood in this area, given that the majority of the lots are this size currently. So I just wanted to put that out there. I do think that having more housing is important right now, but I do want us to be mindful of changing the historic pattern of the community.
I agree with your point, but I also find it hard to deny because if you cross Wisteria on the same street, one block down, all the lots are 50 feet. So it's already establishing a consistency. I agree. I think housing is important. I hate to see small lots, but it's just hard to deny on the basis that it already exists in the area.
Are we ready to vote? Okay. Mr. Pelote?
Aye.
Ms. Field?
Aye.
Mr. Corsi?
Aye.
Ms. Stone?
Aye.
And the vice chairman votes aye. If the variance is granted. Is there any other business to come before the board? Then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.